Joining us this morning are Blaine Altaffer, who's the president of Green Top Hunting and Fishing, and Pat Hopkins, who's the VP over here. And I'm glad to have both of you. Thanks for opening up so early for us.
Hey, John, it's great to have you and your listeners here with us at our company. We love showing it off.
It's a beautiful store. I mean, just about anything. Is there anything you don't have? How big is it?
It's 67,000 square feet.
Wow.
We've got in excess of 125,000 items. Mm-hmm. So I like to think we cover most of it.
Yeah. It's a pretty competitive business. I want to ask Pat, since you're the family guy, how many years have you worked here?
This coming March will be 52 years.
52?
Yeah.
You still like coming to work?
I'm a lucky guy. I'm probably the luckiest guy in the world. Every morning I wake up, I still enjoy coming to work.
So what's the family story? 1947, how did this place get started?
My two uncles, Cecil and Carol Hopkins, opened it up as a gas station, general merchandise, and a little bit of this and that. And one day a gentleman came in and traded an old used firearm that he had for a tank of gas. Well, my uncle sold it that very afternoon, thought, hey, there might be something to this.
Yeah.
So put up a little sign, we buy guns, and that kind of started the whole works off from there.
Blaine, is that a large part of the business? Is the
Listen, the enemy of retail, one of the enemies of retail is turnover, you know, and consumers come in so informed these days through various sources, internet, they're walking around with computers. So that they smell deficiencies in knowledge and usage of products. I've got 1,250 years. Pat is 52 years. By the way, did you notice he teared up slightly when he started talking about this company?
Oh, yeah. This is life.
That's the genuineness of this company, and I'm stacked with people, and Pat sits on the top of the heap, if you will, at 52 years. So it's a blessing. And that sets us apart. That's why we've sat around we've been here for 72 years, and we're thriving with all this new competition from the internet to the big box stores all around us.
Well, that's from a business perspective. That's one of my questions. This is not a benign marketplace. You've got a lot of people who are trying to encroach on this. On this business in this region, how have you stayed competitive?
The stiff arm, Air Stiff Arm, is the knowledge and expertise. I already talked about it, combined with their assortment. And the other thing that these guys do, they use it. If there's a season on, and a season could be archery, it could be muzzle loading, it could be shotgunning, it could be target shooting, it could be green egging on your deck. My guys are doing it every day. My guess is there's someone fishing this morning for smallmouth, or they're out in the field, and it's kind of corny. I like to say they come in with feathers on their fingers and scales on their hands. What better place to combine merchandise expertise and now with evangelists about the sport to say, oh, yeah, I know about it. I know about the equipment, and let me tell you how I use it personally.
Yeah. You're not hiring some 17-year-old who's never been out hunting to sell hunting equipment.
Or it's going to leave in 2 weeks because they're going to take another job. That's my stiff arm to the Amazon effects of the marketplace and to the big boxers who come in here with shrines, expensive stores, lots of taxidermy, but with no expertise.
Yeah, we're not going to get into the weeds on the laws and the politics around the country right now and in Virginia. But I got to ask you, and maybe you heard my setup a little earlier when we first started the show, one of the reasons that I wanted to come talk to you is that I've never owned my own weapon. I mean, I grew up with hunting rifles in the house, and I was an Eagle Scout, so I went out shooting. But I feel like things are changing, and I can't be the only person out there who is now motivated to submit for a concealed carry permit, which I hope will be granted soon. And to actually shop for a weapon just in case I want to acquire one and have it in the house for protection. Am I alone, or are there a lot of people coming to you
well,
to talk
well,
about
let
that?
Me just start. If you're in the market, there's over 7,000 guns about 25 feet from you right now.
That.
So I think we're
going
to get you taken care of today. But I call it people are excited. They've been energized. Let's just use you as an example. Something has you energized, in motion, when you were more or less not prior to the headwinds and all this noise, the threat of the Second Amendment, the legislative headwinds that we're experiencing in Virginia. By the way, I've never seen anything like it. I just recently went to the National SHOT Show, which is a trade show all gun retailers go to in Vegas every year. Before I could start any business conversations, all the manufacturers said, what is going on in Virginia? They wanted to start there. We've never seen anything like it. So this atmosphere excites and puts people in motion. So if you're wondering, should I buy a gun for protection for my family, suddenly you're in play. Suddenly you're saying, maybe I'm going to go together. I was called yesterday by someone in Richmond and said, we're finally ready. My wife and I are going to take a concealed carry class together. We'd like to go up to your gun range and shoot and try various guns before we go. And oh, by the way, what other classes do you have so we can learn and go in informed and be safe about it? So that's just one little sliver. But others say, I might want to just go out and target shoot out in the field and with an AR. And I'm feel like these guns are going to be taken away from me, or a suppressor so it's not noisy when I am shooting. I'm going to go on and move and act on this now because I feel like it's under attack or threat, or headwinds are against it. And so energize and movement is what I see.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I liked the idea of coming to talk to you about it, is that it seems like I can talk to somebody who's informed, make a smart decision about what is right for me with my body type and my lifestyle, and then also get good instruction, which I think is key. I mean, I don't want to be one of these yahoos out here who doesn't know, you know, who's carrying a deadly weapon and doesn't know how to use it appropriately and effectively and actually practice.
So the beautiful thing about our new shiny object, I call the shooting range 2 miles up the street, Green Top Shooting Range, we now have an option of try it before you buy it. What a beautiful thing. If you're not quite sure how it fits in your hand, feels when you shoot it, holsters properly, we have holstering techniques that we can teach up there, and then every employee at our range is an RSO, a range safety officer, so it's a safe environment to go practice, play, learn in, especially if you're a newbie.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think of this and think that it's just a bunch of good old boys hanging out drinking bourbon, shooting off guns at beer bottles, and that's not what I've experienced as I've traveled around.
It's a cross section of all America. I mean, you stand in the store all day and just watch the front door. No way. It's America walking in this store.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to continue the conversation as we roll through this morning. I really appreciate it. We're live at Green Top Hunt and Fish here in Ashland. It's a big, beautiful store, and if you are not of like mind with me, that's okay about the gun thing. There's plenty of stuff here that you will find very intriguing, especially if you're going to do anything outside in this cold weather. So I really appreciate you both being here. Blaine Altaffer and Pat Hopkins.
Thank you for coming, John.
Thanks
for having us here.